I think there is a tremendous contrast between, frankly, the way Jason and I simply approach the world. I spent the last part of two decades helping lead a medical device manufacturing company and creating jobs, and Jason Lewis talked at people. And so, you know, it certainly is great to finally know who the matchup is going to be between. And so I'll look forward to running against Jason, and I'll look forward to talking about the distinct differences between what my candidacy represents and what his represents.
As you mentioned, he talked at people as a talk show host for a number of years here in the Twin Cities metro area. What are some of the challenges you face against an opponent who's been so high profile for so long?
Well, it'll be our responsibility, and we certainly have the opportunity and the resources and plenty of time to introduce what I've been up to for the last couple of decades to voters. And I think the opportunity here is, and what certainly has been disturbing to me, isn't just Jason's time on the air. It's not just some of the shock value of some of the sound bites he's had. It's the strength of the conviction he's shown in his opinions and some of the things that he said about folks, frankly, who are individuals in the 2nd Congressional District, from dubbing young women to as non-thinking, to suggesting victims of natural disasters are just whiners, to some twisted logic on slavery. There's just a huge difference that we represent. I'd like to find common ground, and Jason has said out loud that he wants to join a group of extremists in the Freedom Caucus, whose goal is to shut down the government. So I think Jason's candidacy really represents a fundamental contradiction of our Minnesota values, and certainly not what the voters of the 2nd Congressional District have told me they want in their next representative.
As contentious as things have been politically in the House over the course of especially President Obama's tenure, how do you plan, if you're elected, on spreading that message and convincing opponents across the aisle that it's time to work together?
Well, I've spent the last 22 years of my professional career really working in business with other people. And in business, you don't always agree with the person on the other side of you, but you have a common goal, and you don't always get everything you want, but you certainly work toward that common goal. And so that's how I'm going to approach my time as the congresswoman from the 2nd Congressional District, if voters give me the honor of representing them.